What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is July 17th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. I know, I haven't talked to you guys for a while. This is on me. Lots of things going on in my life. I went off to Cape Cod. I had some personal news that I've been really having to deal with. I just tore my Achilles, and I have to get an MRI and then get surgery in all likelihood and all this kind of stuff. So many things have gone on. I apologize profusely. Good news is that you're going to get Jake Crumpler on the weekends. Moving forward to on top of his first pitch podcast that he does during the week. Then on the weekends, you're going to get him on the Plus Pitch podcast. Cannot wait for that. I also want to mention, I've been doing a lot of work with pitcher list stuff, and you might see that if you are a PL Pro member right now, go to pro.pitcherlist.com and sign in. This is the alpha. I want to be very clear about this. The alpha of our PL Pro dashboard, pitcher list pro dashboard that it essentially is where you import your teams, all five platforms, not just Yahoo and Fantrax, but also NFBC, ESPN, and CBS. You get our pitcher list stats with our rankings also built in, so you can see the free agents with our stats and our rankings for all your players. You get, of course, your lineup in there too. You get your standings and your matchup that you can view. You get a new process plus rolling chart that is way better than the old one. You have also other leaderboards like the hitter ability and pitch leaderboard. And it's the alpha version 0.11 because, yes, we know this is not the full product. This is us just getting a foundation of that import in with the stuff that we know that you want and is valuable right away. And then we are going to be adding all the good things that you want from that you're used to from something like My Fantasy's Playbook or RotoWire's League Import. But we're doing it much more personalized and customized with PLV projections given to you. You can view all the weekly and daily PLV projections inside that app now instead of a random Google spreadsheet. This is where everything is going to be living for us in the future. There are a lot of plans for it. Please support us too if you like this. We have the lockout next year, and we're going to be working hard on this, aiming for a 1.0 before the season starts next season. And if you want to see these features, if you want to see this grow, we would love to add more people to help accelerate all the things we want to do. And boy, do we have a lot of things we want to do, like my baseball dashboard that I have. I want integrated into this app. I want all the things we do integrated into it. So check it out if you have PL Pro. If you don't have PL Pro, sign up for yearly today. That is 365 days, not a season. It is a full year. You get 20 million things, ad-free website or Discord, access, of course, to pro.pitcherlist.com, and so many things. My sit and start grid is going to be inside of this. I mean, I can't express enough all the value you get. So go and do that today. You can get 10% off with promo code podcast. Go do that today. But right, yesterday's games, Aaron Nola versus Christian Scott. Honestly, they really shouldn't have played it. The air quality is bad, as you might know. I'm worried about tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday for that Phillies-Mets series. I'm also worried about the Cleveland series this weekend. I mean, I looked it up. It is very dangerous is how it's analyzed today for the conditions in Cleveland. I really don't think they should be playing that game today, which is so unfortunate. It is Gavin Williams versus Jared Jones. I wonder if this entire series gets moved somewhere else. I don't know where, but it just doesn't seem right for them to be playing this. So just keep that in mind. And in yesterday's games, Aaron Nola, I led with him as reviewing Nola's Odyssey. I need to go and see that. But of course, my Achilles kind of inhibited that for a little bit. With Aaron Nola, it's still not out of the question that he could be better in the second half. He's getting so unfortunate. I did a video of the three home runs he allowed, including a slider, the only one he threw the entire game, a 1-2 meatball to Alvarez, unreal. A 3-1 sinker later on to Alvarez that was inside, he just dropped the barrel and got it out. And then a 0-1 four-seamer up and in to Brett Beatty that was, again, out of the zone and it went out of the park. It's just these weird anomalies of pitches that there were the three home runs he allowed, right? And he actually had one earned run through six innings before that seventh inning were back-to-back home runs, and that was that. So it's just strange. And that was actually really good Aaron Nola. And if he does pitch like that, that actually can be good. Even though the four walks, he has a 65% strike rate. It's just strange. But then again, Aaron Nola is not the guy that he's not getting the results he used to be. He actually is very similar to the guy he used to be. But it's a different game now. Guys can hit his 92, 93 mile per hour four-seamer and sinker better now, right? They can deal with the curveball and the changeup better than they used to. it's not as special as it used to be. And I think that is kind of messing him up. He hasn't really adapted enough to have the whole even year goodness still apply to him. So keep that in mind. And of course, with Christian Scott, really great outing, 5.2 innings. He almost won six, and I know everyone's upset that he got pulled at 79, but it was a 1-0 game at the time, and Schwarber just barely missed tying it. Honestly, if that fan caught the ball with his glove, at least tried to, it probably would have been a home run, but hit the very top of the rail and came back in, and that pulled him. I understand, man on second, two outs. You want to make sure you close that inning and still have the lead, right? So I understand why. I don't love where his sweeper is. I think it's still getting located way too much in the zone, and it's a hand of God sweeper, so that means it has a lot more lift, and I feel a lot of hitters are still not really missing against that sweeper, especially against right-handers where it's not really down and away or anything like that. It's just kind of there, or it's out of the zone. I don't really love it. Four-seamer is getting better. He is locating that upstairs much more often. 74% strikes, 19% swing strike rate on that pitch yesterday, which is great. The cutter, oh man. The cutter getting nearly 70% strikes up and in exclusively to lefties is just so good. That's legit. Really, it just means now that that he needs to have that four-seamer and sweeper consistently. This is what it was when he first came up for Christian Scott against righties. He needs to be able to take those down. And he has the biggest problem solved against lefties. Then he just got to figure out righties. I think he can't get there. Also, I'm really surprised he doesn't throw a sinker to right-handers. I think he really should be doing that one more. That's really my take on both those guys. Not really the most shifting of days of games. And I don't think that, I did the list, of course, at the same time as that was going on. And I didn't change my rankings because of Scott and, of course, not of Nola, who's not even on it. Looking at today's games, I just really want to mention, because I know that this isn't going to be a very long podcast, of course. I will review today and tomorrow. And a bit of Sunday as well, give you a little preview of that. And I'll actually mention, I really just focus on the guys that I think you could pick up in the second half. And I'll go over all of that and a little bit more after this break. So, actually, just got a question. On Twitch. Adenolith, gotcha. If you don't know, I stream in the morning, usually around like 11 a.m., sometimes 10 a.m., sometimes noon, every single day, Eastern time, during the week. And he asked about my ranking of Trevor Rogers. His strikers are so low for fantasy. Do you expect the ratios to carry him that far? I actually think the strikeouts are going to improve because Trevor Rogers is at 94 miles per hour. He's found his groove the last like 3-4 starts. This looks like the Trevor Rogers that we like. I'm a big fan of this. I think that he's having his redemption tour. I might be a little too aggressive on him where I could be wish casting that he is going to be like that, but it does seem like a guy that right now I am starting consistently. And looking at today, tomorrow, and Sunday, I am going to lean on the guys that are like not rostered. And remember, of course, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, those you should be really cautious about actually putting them in if you have to lock it, because again, I don't think those are going to happen. Mason Englert is my streaming pick. He is 0% rostered according to Fantasy Pros. I'm going to say it's 1%. He goes at Boston. Boston's fine with air quality. And also the Yankees should be fine by 6 p.m. tonight. So keep that in mind as well. But Mason Englert has a really good changeup. And he's a righty against the Red Sox. He went over 100 pitches in his last start. So the Rays are going to let him go, I think. And I'm not going to say that he's the next coming of Jax or Rasmussen or all these guys that they've adapted into the rotation over time, but it is something that I would consider. Colin Ray is also another streaming option at 7% roster against the Twins, sure, fine. Michael McGreevy's here, 27%. Anthony Kay and Dean Kramer, 8%, 10% relatively. As Kay goes against the Jays and Dean Kramer against Houston, those are like, all right, I need something extra, and Kramer could do it. It's a little bit more risky than Kay. Well, Kay is just kind of boring. But he has been living around the edges much more effectively than he was in the first month of the season or so. I also want to mention that Eduardo Rivera is going against the Rays. He's only gone about 3 to 3.1 innings in the two games that we've seen. And it could be Brian Bello in relief after following. So keep that in mind. I do like Bello more than when he was prior to the minors because he did add extra movement on his breakers since coming back, which is really, really cool. Tomorrow, you have Brandon Pfaadt against the Cardinals. That could work as well. I think that he is doing a little bit more with his curveball, which is nice. And that might actually turn into something for Fott. And against the Cardinals isn't such a bad matchup. So he is my streaming pick. And there's also Manaea at Philly. Watch out for the air quality stuff there too. They really shouldn't have played yesterday. I still can't believe they did. And Owen Murphy is someone really to keep an eye on. You might want to make a spec ad now. He was my 100th on the list because this start you don't want to go for, as he pitched, what was it, 45 pitches or 50 pitches or so on Saturday. And he's not stretched out for Texas. But he throws 94 with 18 to 19 inches of vert. Oh, baby. That is really cool. Oh, yeah, right. 1.8 height adjusted VAA. He is a back foot dropper and drive, which honestly, I'm starting to realize is very good. It is much better to be that because you have that higher four-seamer flatness. Something to really think about when you're looking at mechanics is to see, do they collapse the back foot and then drive dip and dive as opposed to a fall forward? That is a better, it's actually a lot of things that we see from Japanese pitchers, and it's why we see like Yamamoto and Darvish and Amai have these flatter attack angles because they do that a lot. Otherwise, I mean, you don't really have things that you want to chase. You have maybe Patrick Sandoval, who looked a little bit better on his return. I'm curious to see more there. And Stephen Kolek, you want to wait for one more good start because he is dealing with some personal stuff. He had to go to the hospital for the birth of his daughter and had some complications, from my understanding. I think he had two different personal leaves. So you might want to wait to see that everything is okay and he's mentally ready to pitch and get into a rhythm again. Looking at Sunday, you don't have many great options. Noah Cameron and Gasser are the two in questionable start that are streamable at 17% and 90% rostered. You do have Gasser against Miami, which might seem good, but Miami's kind of heating up a little bit as an offense. And then you have Noah Cameron, who I like more as he goes against the Padres. He just got a lot of whiffs last time. He's doing a good job of keeping his four-seamer and his sinker out of the zone and then getting strikes with the secondaries. That's how Cameron is effective. So that could work again. For a strikeout in an inning, hopefully, against the Padres. He's a questionable start, though. Remember, if they're questionable start, I'm not saying do it in a 12-teamer, okay? But that is really what I wanted to highlight. I'll also give you one more. That is Jordan Montgomery. I know you're going to laugh as you hear that. Trust me, I get it. I just want to say it's a non-zero chance that Jordan Montgomery, when he returns from Tommy John, who had a great year, horrible year because he was hurt and then got Tommy John halfway through 2024, missed all of 2025, hasn't come back. And then now this is his return after 2 years. I just want to mention that, right? Like, you see that essentially the injury happened and he hasn't pitched since and he was decent before then. There may be something to it that he's okay now. It's been a while, but there is maybe something to it. Just keep it in mind. That's all I'm going to say. And yes, I'm terrified about Hunter Brown and his declining four-seamer ability. It's been like a low strike rates and it's not been good. And he's a probable start at 17th of all options on Sunday. But if you are close and you're relying on Hunter Brown, I don't know if you should. Okay, that is it for today. I know it's a very short one, but of course, expect the normal ones coming back on Monday on a regular schedule. Cannot wait. That is it. Thank you all so much for your support. Remember, 10% off PL Pro yearly with promo code podcast. You are going to get the alpha of the pro dashboard. I cannot express enough how this is the dream product I've been trying to make for you guys for a long time. Get it in your hands. It looks really nice. We're making these beautiful upgrades and everything based on your feedback. Get in there and help us out. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your bounce below and your strikeouts high.